Well, I mean, it's the media is really in search of itself. I advise anybody who has a sense of humor left about this to go to OccupyWallStreet.com. And what you will read is the ravings of what sounds like the Unabomber, and also the use of the word meta, a Greek degree of language, which I won't go into at the moment. But these people have plenty of words to say. But it's, again, and I don't mean to sound, just repeat what everybody else has said, but it is unclear what they want. But it's certainly better going down there and carrying signs than going out and hitting the pavement for a job. Now, what's interesting about this is that the liberal media is being accused of setting this up for Obama so that he can use this as these people as a wedge against the Republicans in the election. I don't know if that's true or not, but the public service unions couldn't wait to get down there last week. And there is something, it's a magnet for the disenchanted. It isn't just people without jobs. It isn't old people. It isn't just young people. It's also people who like good weather, by the way. So we'll see how long this lasts when New York in February, which will test everybody's mettle. But they missed the story starting at the beginning. I mean, officially the date, this of course comes from the New York Times, that's why it's official, says that September 17th was the start of this thing, and then stories didn't start being printed until early October. I found also, by the way, that one of the reasons the Washington Post didn't do much with it is because they don't have an office here anymore. Because of cost-cutting, they don't have a correspondent in New York, something which was a revelation to me, and a sorry one at that. So they've been blogging, lots of blogging, lots of opinions on this. But there's no way, it isn't as though it's an anti-war movement, although I heard somebody refer to that on the radio this morning. It's not an anti-war movement, unhappily, at least it would have a focus. It's a bunch of people who will probably be co-opted by the left. They don't utter Obama's name. They don't say anything about the administration. They don't ask the Attorney General to bring these malefactor bankers to justice. They just get out there and say the system is wrong and keep pouring out those words.